We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Greg Rabe. Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Good morning. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. Gorgeous weather around this area. I know we have people listening from all areas. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. I mean, there's I don't want to like try to tease anybody and say there's so much to talk about, but there's a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Darren Dreger set the table for basically the week here for us with a tweet we'll get to in a minute. We have Jody Shelley today at 11 o'clock on Zoom. Look forward to hearing from him. He works with the Columbus Blue Jackets, but he also does a tremendous job on the NHL Network, and we'll have him join us and we'll talk to him. He's got some scoops probably around the league, and yeah, he's a fun guy to talk to. We've had him on before, and I have a mystery guest this week. Craig still hasn't asked who it is, doesn't care who it is, just shows up to work and does his thing. And
yeah,
he's coming on Wednesday. He was supposed to be on today, but had to change. But he knows Owen Power and Benny Ayer and the other guy from Michigan there. He's a former Buffalo Sabre.
Okay.
And I'm really excited to have him on. Really tough guy. Really tough guy, but not known for fighting. You know what I mean? But really tough. Good morning, Craig. How are you? Have you allowed your head to deflate a little bit after the Friday you had with the pump up of the Quadzilla?
Well, you just watched it. I got to. I got to go to the course that day and bang the ball around and told everybody that my friends on the Instigators were telling me that I have big legs, which is probably the first time in my entire life that someone said that I have big legs, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
I think you should be an underwear model, to be quite honest with you.
Okay. Yeah.
I know. I just listen. If you didn't see it, it's a good quad, Riv. It's a good quad, and I think it deserves the proper recognition. So go check it out. You can check it out.
A lot of work on those bad boys years ago, but not so much.
I think it's time for shorter shorts. I really do. I think you should go.
I did. I actually
7-inch inseam.
You know what? It's kind of, I don't know. Like, I'm that guy that I get a nice pair of shorts, you know, and I just wear the same pair of shorts like every year, put the shorts away, you know, when they're time to come out, I bring them back out. I haven't bought a nice pair of shorts in years.
But you're in the pro shop the other day, right?
I did buy a couple new pair of shorts and they are glorious.
Shorter, of course, with the newfound confidence.
I went with the 9-inch short. This is kind of like at the golf course I'm talking, but usually I go the 11 where it's right down to the knee, but I went to a 9, showing a little bit of the bulge,
next to the knee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should go to a 7, quite honestly.
I don't think you're allowed a 7.
At the course?
Oh yeah.
Really?
They can't wear sevens.
Can't wear sevens at the golf course.
Like a bloody tennis short. Like you'd be like Yvonne Lendl or whatever.
Yeah. Boris Becker, Ivan Lendl.
Boris Becker. No, you can't wear sevens.
Okay. All right. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. I'd file a dispute with the course, to be honest with you, for a 7-inch inseam. So Craig's new nickname, appropriately named by One Bills Live, Jean Quad Van Damme. So Darren Dreger this morning, I had a fun article that I wanted to talk to you about. I'll tell you about it a little bit later. I called my dad today, and he basically, I thought he was trying to upset me with his article. I'll tell you about that article in a minute. But anyway, Darren Dreger sends out the tweet. He says, Buffalo Sabres will provide ample content in the weeks ahead. Aside from the ongoing coach search, NHL clubs are calling Buffalo with interest in a number of players, including Jack Eichel. Initial conversations that will increase as we get closer to the draft. No timeline on the coaching hire in Buffalo. There are still candidates either involved in the playoffs or were in Latvia for the Worlds that are on the list. Gerard Gallant. Some require club permission, so Buffalo is working through that. But what did you think of that when you first saw it, Craig? Did you think there was anything, any new information there? Because I had a thought of my own on this tweet.
My first initial thought was, okay, yeah, nothing new there. We already know that there's, you know, they're discussing coaching candidates. We already know that there could be certain discussions with Jack Eichel and some other players here on Buffalo. Nothing new.
Right.
But actually, when you actually start to think about it, and read it a couple more times.
You said that.
I was like, whoa, this is kind of interesting that Darren Dreger, you know, above all people, would be sending out a tweet like that, because I think that there's something to it, to be honest with you.
I would wish that you would give the appropriate credit, because Jeff Koltnack and I helped you come to that conclusion. But that's okay, Craig. If you want to say that you read it a few more times and read into it a little bit differently, that's okay. But yes, you're right. Because it is Darren Dreger on a Monday morning, yeah. Who probably has more information than we could ever dream of having around the National Hockey League. I have to believe Darren Dreger sends that tweet out on Monday morning. There are three people really that I follow. One's retiring. Bob McKenzie's the godfather of it all. Yep. Darren Dreger, Elliot Friedman. They're both on our show Thursday and Friday, respectively. Elliot's on Thursday. Dreger's on Friday. And I think that he sends that message out on a Monday morning indicates that he being an insider is kind of setting the table for and preparing everybody. Yes, for the weeks ahead, but maybe sooner than that. Like, I think things are really going to start heating up here, because let's think about this for a second, just for an example, and then I'll let you comment on it. Yes, you're going to want teams, you want to be able to trade with all the teams maybe, but you think teams that want to be in on certain players like Reinhardt, certain players like Jack, certain players like Risto, do you think they want to get into a bidding war with teams, or do you think they want to get that deal done? Like, if Winnipeg were eliminated and they wanted to do a deal with Buffalo, do you think they're going to wait for the draft when they have everybody else to bid against, or are they going to try to give as much as they can now to make Buffalo kind of say, we got to take this deal now because there might not be a better deal later? And move on it now. You see what I'm saying? So
I do. Do you think that Winnipeg is one of the teams that would be interested in Jack?
I don't know. I honestly haven't put that much thought into it. They're just down 3-0 right now. That's why I used Winnipeg as an example. Why do you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. No. I didn't necessarily use them for that reason. I just maybe Risto, maybe Sam, but it was just a hypothetical, as we love to do on this show. So. That's my thought behind the Dreger tweet. Like, I think things are really going to start heating up. And I think the coaching search could be more interesting too, maybe.
Now that Gerald Gallant just brought home a gold medal for Canada at the World Championships, did you have an opportunity to look at the roster for Canada?
At the start, yes, I did. And I can tell you that I didn't have high hopes for them.
Awful. The worst, and I will say this again, the worst Canadian World Championship roster I've ever seen.
And you have the right to say that. You were on a roster. You won a championship. You won a gold medal at the World Championships.
Yes. And our roster was we had some pretty good players on it, but it was not elite. But we came together and we ended up beating an extremely stacked team. Matt Sundin, Peter Forsberg, Niklas Lindström. They were loaded on the Swedish team, and we ended up beating them in overtime. But the Canadian team was they went pretty young. And I'll tell you this, did you watch any of the games? Did you watch Owen Power?
I did. I watched some of Owen Power. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I tuned into the World Championships, but I watched some of Owen Power, and I've seen a lot of his highlights.
I want to debate anybody right now. Anybody, please debate me, tweet me, and tell me that we should be taking a forward who I've read. And listen, I respect that. And I, you know, we talk about this Beniers kid, and there's another kid, Gunther, who's supposed to be a real nice hockey player, but Beniers is supposed to be the best forward in the draft. And there's a lot of people out there that would like to take a forward. And I think to myself, you know, we've taken
enough forwards in the last few years.
Well, last year,
I know Darlene
as a right winger in 2000. In 2019, we took Dylan Cousins. In 2018, we took Rasmus Dahlin. In 17, we took Mittelstadt. In 16, we took Nylander. In 15, we took Jack Eichel. San Reinhardt was 14. I mean, we've taken a lot of forwards. Now, we've also acquired some pretty good pick. You know, Alex Nylander ended up getting traded away. We brought in Joki Haru, which is a nice pickup. Mattias Samuelsson is looking like he is going to be a full-time Buffalo Sabre next year. Big kid, second round draft pick, really nice. We still have Ryan Johnson, who was picked 31st overall in 2019. We have some nice younger defensemen up and coming, but we've typically picked a lot of forwards as our first pick. And I know that there's people out there, and I couldn't get in a disagreement with those people about picking a forward over a defenseman. But after this World Championships, did you know that Owen Power in the finals, played 24 plus minutes? He played 10 minutes and 35 seconds in the final period of the finals. The game before that, he ended up getting Game Star, player of the game. The game before that, he played 26 plus minutes. You look at the read up, you look at the way, you know,
it was a slow progression and he took off. Right. Like, I think
in a long time. Right.
Yeah. I think his first game, he played like 8 minutes or something. And then after that, he exploded. I think they had an injury or something. They had to use him.
Miller.
Yeah, that's right. And he took off and he never looked back.
Well, again, he started really slow because he hasn't played a lot of games in a long time. Right. And, you know, just listening to, you know, Darcy Kempfer, the goaltender for who's at Arizona, and Adam Henrique, who is the captain of the team. Just listening to these guys speak about Owen Power and, you know, the maturity and, you know, the poise with the puck. And, you know, you look at what Gerald Gallant had to say, that he's going to be a superstar hockey player. He's 18 years old, 18 years old, getting thrown in and playing with NHL players. It's a real 6'6", 215 pounds. He's 18. In 3 years, he's going to be
The Sabres are not picking Owen Power. 230
pounds. He's going to be a beast.
Do you still want them to trade the pick?
Yes.
Like, really? Like, no question. Trade it no matter what? Or you're just like,
hey, No. There's stipulations with it.
Okay.
You can. I'm going to trade you the first overall pick, but you won't be picking Owen Power. If Seattle says to me, If I'm GM and Seattle says, listen, we want to be able to pick first. This is our first year in the league. It's our first entry draft. We want to be able to pick Beniers first pick overall. Okay. I would trade the first overall pick to Seattle, make a little deal with them and say, listen, you're not going to take Owen Power because that's our guy. And they say, no, we don't want Owen Power. We're going to pick Beniers. And then you make a deal and say, okay, we'll do this for you. Okay. We'll give you the spotlight, but you will take this player off our team.
And I would say, yes, no problem. And then I would go up there and I would draft Owen Power. Now, listen, I think it's interesting that that's the only stipulation. You'd only trade from 1 to 2, but here's, so you're saying no matter what, you want to come out of this draft a Buffalo Sabre with Owen Power is what you're saying.
No question.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, no question.
So here's what I think Seattle should be trading for. I think Seattle should be trading for Sam Reinhart. I really do. I believe Sam wants to be out West. I believe he does. You know this. I mean, you know, not all Western guys feel this way, but I know a lot of Western guys that always wanted to, they'd rather be out West. It's just, you know, some guys didn't care. Some guys had a preference.
And listen, Sam went through his entry-level contract, right? And then he signed a bridge deal, 3 years. And then he signed a one-year deal. And now Sam, every single year, just continues to produce and do his thing. And it's not star-studded. Wow. Oh man, is Sam Reinhart ever fast or is he ever dynamic? He's not dynamic. He just is that player. He's very smart. He's very intelligent. He's not the greatest skater. He's not a bad skater, but he's not a great skater. He's not dynamic in the way that he plays the game, but he just finds ways to get things done. He's a nice hockey player. And Sam right now, I would imagine that there is, with 100% certainty, he is not going to sign a long-term contract here in Buffalo. If he's going to do anything, he's going to say, you know what? I'm just going to sign my one-year deal and I'm going to play that year out and I'm going to be able to take a deep breath and then go from there and see where I'm at. That's what I would think that he would do.
Well, he's done the Sabres a nice favor if they do want to trade him by playing the way he did.
Thank God for that.
That's one thing. Yeah, right? No, you're absolutely right. Like
I don't know if he's going to be traded. I don't know if they're trying to work on an extension. I don't
could
know
be both.
If they would like
could
to be- see him play center. And maybe they're just at a point where, you know, it's time to move on and cut ties. But I'll tell you right now, if they do cut ties with Sam Reinhart and both decide to go in separate directions, it's the greatest time to trade him. There is absolutely, in the 6 years that he has been in the National Hockey League, Sam Reinhart has the highest value right now. And he played a real strong game. He's been playing for 5.5 years as a right winger. Okay. Riding coattails with Jack Eichel on the top line. And then he jumped in for almost half the year this year and played center and did a real nice job solidifying a line as a centerman, which is his natural position that he was drafted in. But it just adds to the value of what he could get on the market, because you can now go out and say, listen, he was drafted as a centerman, played half the year as a centerman, and he still produced tremendously playing as a centerman.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We're talking about Darren Dreger's tweet this morning. And here's the tweet again, if you've tuned in after I talked about it earlier. It is, the Buffalo Sabres will provide ample content in the weeks ahead. Aside from the ongoing coach search, NHL clubs are calling Buffalo with interest in a number of players, including Jack Eichel. Initial conversations that will increase as we get closer to the draft. No timetable on coaching hire in Buffalo. There are still candidates either involved in the playoffs or were in Latvia for the Worlds on the list. Some require club permission, so Buffalo is working through that. So that's what we're talking about here. That's why we're talking about Sam Reinhart, because I believe he's one of the players that teams are calling about. I think he's one of the players that the Sabres are shopping quietly. And he came up because we were talking about Seattle. You wanted to flip-flop picks with Seattle. And I said it'd be interesting to see if Seattle would trade for Sam Reinhardt and what they would have to give up.
Where's Sam from?
But I feel like they would want to make a pick. I don't think they would want to give a second overall pick or their second
Where's
overall
Where's Sam
pick.
From?
He's from British Columbia, Vancouver.
Okay. North
Vancouver.
Seattle, pretty close to British Columbia.
Close enough to call it.
Right. And I think that's a really, really interesting spot. Number one, because you know that Seattle is going to be in a situation that wants to build around a certain player that's going to be somewhat kind of like a face of the franchise. And I think Sam Reinhardt would be just like what happened with Vegas Golden Knights. They needed someone to promote. They needed someone to say, hey, this is our guy. This is the guy that we need to promote. And they talked about Marc-Andre Fleury. Okay.
Guy 2 hours that's won 34 minutes, by the way, by driving, just saying
2 hour and 34 minutes. I think Seattle would love to acquire a Sam Reinhardt. Number one, they will name him the captain of the team. Okay. They will name him captain of that team. He's 25 years old, turning 26, I think, in November, if I'm not mistaken, but don't hold me to it. So he'll be turning 26. He's got lots and lots and lots of runway left on his body. So they'll probably sign him to an 8-year deal, and they're going to pay him.
I'm sure Botterill loved him when he was here. I'm sure. I don't know. I don't know anything. Yep. I'm just saying I'm sure he did. Ron Francis and Kevin Adams have a relationship.
That's right.
You know, I mean, I don't know if that does anything, but
like, I know they want to take Botterill that.
Was in the house right? A lot this year. Yeah. He was in the arena a lot this year as the assistant GM of the Kraken.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's obviously scouting other teams, but he's closely watching the Sabres too, because they're going to have to take a player from here.
Yep.
But also you have players that, you know, are, you know, maybe potentially going to be traded. Right. So,
yep.
It's very, very interesting.
Like you said to me though, when we were discussing this, that maybe Sam Reinhardt could be traded to the Kraken for the second overall pick.
You said that wasn't enough.
I don't know if that's enough. Sam Reinhardt is a bona fide, you know, high-end NHL player in this league. He's produced every single year. He's been in the league for 6 years and have scored 20-plus multiple goal seasons. He was on pace for over 30. He was on pace for, what, 35 this year. He is coming into his own, and he's a good hockey player. There's no question. So I would think that, you know, a second overall pick, you're not guaranteed anything with that second overall pick. I know they're good young players, but there has been times that those players don't pan out and don't really play. So
my knee jerk would be, me, go ahead. What's that?
You mentioned to me that, you know, you don't think that Seattle Kraken would trade the second overall pick because you said that they want to draft. They want to use their draft pick.
I would think that they would want to.
How many first rounders do you think they're going to have by the time they get to the draft?
Now that's a good point too. That's one that didn't factor in. I when I made that comment, I did not take into consideration the expansion draft.
There's going to be multiple teams in cap trouble.
Yeah.
In order to protect what they currently have, they're going to have to give up something. And that could come in the form of a draft pick, like a first round draft pick.
You wonder if Minnesota could have done it over again, if they could have just given a first rounder instead of giving Alex Tuch. And
well, who are they going to lose? They're going to lose Matt Dumba.
Yeah.
Who they tried to protect. They didn't want Matt Dumba to be taken. And the funny thing is we're sitting there reading that they're trying to acquire about a trade about Matt Dumba. So he gave up Alex Tuch, who's turned into an incredible power forward right winger in this league.
Yeah.
I think sometimes, and I've read a lot on this, sometimes you just need to take your knock, lose your player, okay, and move on. Don't give up more assets to try and keep one player. Just take your lump, just like everybody else does, and move on.
Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. We're not going to move on because we're talking about Darren Dreger's tweet. And the tweet went like this. Buffalo Sabre. Well, here's the line from the tweet we're going to talk about next. NHL clubs are calling Buffalo with interest in a number of players, including Jack Eichel. So as we go to break, Craig, I ask you this. Are they calling about trades for Jack Eichel, or are they inquiring about his health more than they are about the trade? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. And do you get what I'm saying there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I, you know, I just wanted to make sure. Because sometimes I don't even know
what I got saying. A trade proposal.
Sometimes I have no idea what I'm saying.
I have a trade proposal. I was told that I was nuts.
I like this.
By a few of our friends. But some of them liked it.
Have I commented on it yet? Was it in our group chat?
It was.
I don't think I commented yet. I think I'm ready to comment on it, though, because I know what you're talking about. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. And, yeah, Jack Eichel. Could he be moved? And what are teams calling and what's the conversation sound like? We'll talk about that. And Jody Shelley at 11 o'clock. Mystery guest on Wednesday. I think every Sabre fan's going to love this. You're going to remember this guy for sure. And he's very, very familiar. If the Sabres keep the number one pick, my guess is they're going to take Owen Power. And he's very familiar with that player. So that's not really a hint. That's just more who our mystery guest is. Instigators, more to come when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back, Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Craig has his finger up.
Do have my finger up today.
The index finger.
And before we get into more Sabres talk, before we dive into a crazy trade proposal that I have, and continuing to talk about more about, you know, the calls that Kevin Adams getting from different GMs, I wanted to throw out a huge, huge congratulations to Quinton Musty, who was just drafted
first,
number one
overall
in the OHL entry draft.
You know, it's
just last weekend.
It's amazing that you said that, because I was actually going to say that, not at this particular time, but I'm glad you brought it up because it's something I wanted to talk about. Number one, he's from Hamburg. Okay.
Hamburg.
Hamburg, New York. He's an American kid going number one in the Ontario Hockey League.
Yep.
And what a tremendous feat that is. I mean, I know a lot of people maybe on this side of the border. And again, like they may not understand, like, you know, you got the OHL draft, you got the USA draft, you got the USHL draft, you got the NHL draft, you got, there's so many drafts, right? You got the Western League draft, the Q draft. I mean, there's so many drafts, but you're going number one overall in the OHL draft. You are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And if you're an American kid going number one overall in the OHL draft, then you are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because the OHL, I mean, they don't discriminate, but it's, but they just, they would, I would feel like if there's a, if it came down to having a Canadian kid from Toronto or a kid from Hamburg, New York to take number one overall, no my question. Guess they would take the Canadian kid from Toronto just because of the background of the leagues that he's played in. But if you're this good, Quentin Musty, and you're going number one overall as an American kid to the Sudbury Wolves, unbelievable place too, right? I would love, that's where I wanted to play.
Those are my stomping grounds right
now. I wanted to go play for Todd Lalonde in Sudbury or Brian Kilray in Ottawa. Those were my two teams.
Yeah. Do you remember playing there? I don't even know if they, do they still have the same arena in Sudbury?
I would have to imagine no.
Do you remember?
Yep, I do. When they
You score a goal,
they score.
They had that little wolf on this, like, on this chain that went across from one side of the rink to the other. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. That was still there when you were playing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit. I'm going to tell you a little story that's never been told before. The Kingston Frontenacs played the Sudbury Wolves, and we showed up to the rink. We went up into the stands, climbed up into like the rafters.
It was up and tucked in the corner.
Yes. Yeah. We climbed up there and we undid one because it was held by wires on both sides and it just rode across this trolley from one side of the rink. And we undid one of the wires. So the wolf was hanging there. It was awesome. It was the best thing ever. So when they scored their first goal, which we allowed one, okay, it came across the rink, but it was hanging downwards. We're going to take it right off and steal it, but then we're like, that might be, that might not be good.
That's unbelievable. I don't know that anyone would have ever had time to worry about that. I didn't have, I think I only played in Sudbury couple times, maybe I was in the league for 3 years, so I think I only played there three times. I was never in their conference or division, I don't think so. But I wanted, that's where I wanted to play. So congratulations to Quentin Musty, and
great feat.
I can't believe you guys did that to the wolf. You know, if you really wanted to prevent the wolf from coming across the ice, just play better defense.
You know,
ask your goalie to stop them all.
Actually, we enjoyed seeing the wolf come across the ice. It was so funny watching this little wolf come across.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, you almost want them to score.
Yeah, you almost want to score just to see. You only want them to score once so you can see that little wolf come across the ice. But I was wondering if they still have it. Like, you know, obviously I played in the early 90s. And I can remember.
I was out of the OHL by 99-2000 was my last year, and it was still there. But I would imagine that's such a, I don't say tradition, but it's such a fixture or staple with the Sudbury Wolves.
I wonder if it's the same wolf, though.
Now, here's the question I had about the wolf, and I don't know this. Was it a real wolf?
Mm.
You actually touched it. Was it a?
No.
It wasn't like
a. It looked like a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
Well, it soft, just like the Sudbury Wolves when we played against them. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. I asked you a question heading to break, and we're talking about Darren Dreger's tweet. I'll read the tweet one more time. The Buffalo Sabres will provide ample content in the weeks ahead. Aside from the ongoing coach search, NHL clubs are calling Buffalo with interest in a number of players, including Jack Eichel. Initial conversations that will increase as we get closer to the draft. No timeline on coaching hire in Buffalo. There are still some candidates either involved in the playoffs or were in Latvia for the Worlds that are on the list. Some require club permission, so Buffalo's working through that. Jody Shelley at 11 o'clock. We'll talk to him. Look forward to hearing from him. He works for Columbus Blue Jackets. He's doing a great job.
Played with him in San Jose.
You played with him. That's right. I fought him. That's right. My last fight. He was my last fight. I had a concussion and a permanently dislocated rib on my right side. Like, I mean, it was a tough night. We've already talked about that. I'm not going to bring that
tough
up.
Tough guy, but great skills. Great, smart, great skills, can make plays. I was surprised with how good he was on the boards, making those under pressure little tiny plays to the centerman cruising through. He did a really nice job. He was
guys like him had lots of time and space, Craig. You know, I mean, he was blessed with a little more time on the ice because if you went near him, you didn't know.
Hence, me love having him on San Jose.
But he's the nicest guy too. Like that's the thing. He's a great guy. So that's why we're having him on. But great hockey analyst too. You can catch him on the NHL Network right now during the playoffs. I asked you a question going to break, and that was when Darren Dreger mentions in his tweets, he said NHL clubs are calling Buffalo with interest in a number of players, including Jack Eichel. Are the phone calls more about where's his health at? Let us know. Or are the phone calls more like we're okay with the health? Let's figure something out.
I think they're certainly asking questions. And not only are they asking lots of questions, they're asking, listen, are you okay with our doctors speaking to Jack's doctors? That's probably, I would think, would be the most important conversation, because Jack is looking to do a certain surgery, okay? Has not been done to an NHL hockey player before. There could be a number of teams that are okay with the surgery that Jack wants to get. Maybe the dialogue that's going to happen between a certain team that acquires about Jack and wants to talk about, you know, the procedure and everything else, so they feel comfortable. I think that would be the first and foremost, is to allow the teams an opportunity to speak with Jack Eichel's.
You'd have to imagine that teams would be referring to their own doctors even before they even talk to the Sabres doctors about Jack, about the procedure, right? About what they know about it. Yep. Would they be concerned with it? What concerns would
Absolutely,
they have? You know, talking to their own experts and kind of getting their own comfort
also seeing discomfort. Where Jack and his health, and has there been signs of, you know, it getting, recovering and where he is at, right?
Is he allowed to work out? Like, and I say work out, I mean, maybe he's not, you know, doing shoulder shrugs and stuff like that, but I mean, can he do his legs? I mean,
I would imagine
legs are most important. And can he keep the bike?
I'm sure that that he's riding the bike and staying active, but I can't be for sure.
As if I'm telling you about how important legs are after you showed us your quads on Friday. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to let that go. Instigators WGR 550 and MSG. I can't say for certain. I can't say for certain. But you know, I think Jack's time here in Buffalo is over. I really do. And I think after the last 6 years, I think it'll be good for both sides, you know, because he's not leaving. He's not leaving behind some kind of like a bust reputation. I mean, this guy's a superstar.
Yep.
So he's going to help, load the cupboards up and even your lineup maybe for years to come. But it just doesn't.
Jack Eichel will be the best.
Sound like things are progressing.
If he is traded, Jack Eichel will be the best player in the trade. There's no question about it. He's world class. He's one of the top centermen in the game. One of the top players in the world. There's no denying that. That being said, I do believe that there will be assets, really strong assets, coming back from a deal that would bring, you know, Jack Eichel to another team. And I think there would be a quite a strong bit of assets coming back our way that will certainly make us better in the future.
You had a crazy trade idea from the group chat.
I did. And this has nothing to do with the Jack Eichel trade. You know, if they look to go that route, or even a Sam Reinhardt or a Ristolainen, this has to do with something crazy. Like, so I've read a lot on Twitter, and I enjoy reading, you know, a lot of the opinions of others, and people are talking a lot about, you know, we think it would be a good idea to acquire and use our pick to pick that Beniers, who is supposed to be a pretty dynamic young player. He's very fast and speedy. And I was thinking to myself, you know, so we now have the first overall pick. We have a 6'6", 215-pound defenseman that just played in the World Championships, okay? This kid just went over and played as probably the number one defenseman, okay, the last three or four games.
They the best rode in the tournament?
Like a horse. This kid played exceptionally well. Not only did they show that he could keep up with the pace, they rode him like he was Victor Hedman. He was incredible. His poise with the puck, his skating, his ability to move the puck, he played exceptionally well. He played more minutes than all of the defensemen the last three, four games, okay? And here's my crazy trade. I don't disagree out there. I don't disagree out there that I would like a forward more than a defenseman right now, because I think, you know, with Rasmus Dahlin, who's going into his fourth year, who's only 20 years old right now, who's going to turn 21. He's still a kid. He's a baby. We've got Joki Haru, who's 21. We've got Matias Samuelsson, who's 21. We've got a Will Borgen, who's going to be 24. We've got a very young defense group. Okay. Can you flip the number one overall player in Owen Powers to a guy that I've talked about many times, and that's Quinton Byfield? And the reason why I say this is this. LA, a couple months ago, I think around two months ago, there was speculation that they are out right now looking for a young elite defenseman. That's what they're looking for. They want a young elite defenseman. Rasmus Dahlin's name was mentioned in that. Okay.
You titled him the worst defenseman in the league at the time, it came a long way under Granato.
Came a long, long way. And now you're in a situation where I like where his game is at. And can we use an Owen Power? Okay. And the number one overall pick to trade it to a team like the LA Kings, who want a young elite defenseman. Well, they're going to have to give something up. And that player is the number two overall pick from 2019 or 2020. Quinton Byfield. Mm-hmm. He's a 6'4", 215-pound centerman who has dominated at every age he's played. And I think to myself, they want a young elite defenseman. We've got one. His name's Owen Power. We will trade you our number one overall pick this year for your number two overall pick in 2020.
What if they said you will take Dahlin and you can have Byfield?
I would say no to that. I would say no to that right now. I think Rasmus Dahlin has gone through the toughest parts of his career. 18, 19, and 20-year-old. Your entry-level deal for superstar elite players, I think, are the toughest years, or your first, you know, 3 years in the league. And then all of a sudden, you start to have a young man who's learned so many things in those first 3 years. Okay. And they're looking to take off. And I think Rasmus Dahlin right now, and the way that he plays, he's got great size. He's got great strength. His skill set is as good as any defenseman, better than 95% of the defensemen in the National Hockey League. I think he's learning how, as he's now older, he's learned the league a little bit more and his responsibilities defensively. I would not be trading Rasmus Dahlin for anybody right
now. Okay, well, I'll tell you when we come back why I would take a defenseman and why we don't need a forward. Like, why we do not need a forward in this draft. I'll tell you that when we come back. And also, there's another point.
Okay.
There's another point that I want to make about the Musty kid, too, that went first overall from Hamburg, that because we skipped right, we went right to the Sudbury Wolf thing, that got the Wolf that came across the rink. So yeah. Just one more point I want to make about him. And then we'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550. Jody Shelley at 11 o'clock. Don't forget, stick around. More to come.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Okay, Instigators, Jody Shelley coming up at 11 right here, WGR 550 and MSG. As I mentioned, going to break. Two things I want to mention here before we get out of here, Riv. And one is I was going to tell you why, in my opinion, I don't want to say it with such certainty, like, here's why they don't need it. I'm just going to say, here's my opinion why I don't feel the Sabres need to draft a forward. All your trade theories and everything, whatever they are, forget it. Let's say the Sabres keep the number one pick and they draft a defenseman. And I know there are people out there that want a forward, and I get that. But you need to stockpile defensemen. Teams don't trade defensemen that often. They don't trade elite defensemen. And if they do, it costs a lot. So you may as well draft them and develop them and keep them and raise them as your own, because you're going to get as many forwards as you want when you trade Jack, Sam, and Dolly, or Risto. You're going to get four or five forwards between Jack and Sam alone. Jack's a three-piece trade minimum. Sam's a two-piece trade minimum. And we're not talking about, guys that aren't going to be viewed as pieces for the future.
Yeah.
Elite pieces for the future. And I think you can acquire those pieces immediately in a trade where I think acquiring defensemen costs you more.
I can understand that. I think
I really appreciate hearing that.
A young elite defenseman is highly sought after. That being said, I'll say this again. They did put in the rundown. Jeff put in the rundown and said LA Kings, Rob Blake, has made it very clear that he wants a young, dynamic, left-handed defenseman. And in the article, it said Rasmus Dahlin is the guy they're looking for. Well, here's the thing. Rasmus Dahlin isn't for sale, okay? He's not for sale. But we do this year, because we are now drafting first overall, have a 6'6", 215-pound defenseman that just played in the world championships against NHL players.
You're looking for cost efficiency, then Dahlin is, we're looking at.
I don't need cost efficient, okay, because you're going to be cost efficient if you move Jack Eichel, Sam Reinhardt, and Ristolainen.
That's $20 million.
More than that.
Yeah, it is. It's $21 million. You're right.
Sam Reinhardt's going to be making more on his next
deal. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's more like $23 million
onto like that. So
I forgot about
$23 million in three players that you're going to be moving out.
Yeah.
So, the youth, like,
you can pay Dahlin whatever you want, really.
I mean, Dahlin, listen, no.
No, whatever
he's
worth.
That attitude. I'm sick and tired of I'm sick and tired.
It was just a blanket statement so we could get to break. It was just a blanket statement so we could get to break.
If I hear one more time, let's just pay him. Nope, because those come to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, you're right. Later.
Okay.
And when I said that, I mean like his bridge deal. To his bridge deal.
I wouldn't be signing Dolan to a long-term deal.
Yeah.
Sign him to a three-year deal. Let him play out his 3 years. And you deal with the next contract. If he becomes an elite defenseman, you know what? You're going to have to pay him more, but you're still going to, you know, make him earn his contracts.
Okay.
Eight-year contracts, absolutely ridiculous.
So as we mentioned, Quentin Musty went first overall. He's an American kid from Hamburg. We should get him on the show. But he went first overall the OHL draft. He's an American kid. And here's the thing. So if he's an American kid going to the OHL number one overall, mm-hmm. okay, he probably, I'm not going to say probably, he could have had any offer from any school, his choice, to go and play in the United States. So to me,
like
this
D1, you mean?
Yeah, D1.
Oh, my, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So my point is that my theory is that somebody must think he's exceptionally good and is going to fast track to the NHL. Otherwise, you're going to go to college. Would you not?
Exceptionally
good. I know he is.
No. Like, that's not true, because there's a lot of the elite, super elite top players in the United States. They go to the National Development Program.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that. I completely even overlooked that.
Quentin Musty did go to the National Development Program tryout, and he made the team directly out of the camp, and he could be playing for the National Development Team if he chose that direction. But when you are drafted number one overall into the OHL draft, it's a very, very special feat. Okay. And, this young man has loads of talent. He's a big kid at 6'3", 6'4". He's 200 pounds, and he's got insane skill set. He has insane shot. He's a competitor. He can play any style that you want him to play. He's an elite offensive talent. He can play physical. He's got some nasty to him. He's got it all. You know, the family in general is an athletic family, you know, and this young man is we're going to be watching him for years to come. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's exciting, especially he's a local kid. Instigators, we got to go to break. Jody Shelley coming up. We'll be right back. Hour number two.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.